Good morning. Welcome to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Brad Pollock and Rob Brovage in studio today. Gary Bell's out of town. We're here to talk to you every single Sunday morning about different personal injury topics. We're personal injury lawyers. Bell and Pollock is the name of the firm. We can be contacted at 303-795-5900, or you can contact us at championsofthepeople.com or bellpollock.com to deal with your injury needs. If you've been injured in an accident, if you've had any kind of injury that's been due to the negligence of another, slip and fall, car accident, truck accident, make sure you contact us. If you've been the victim of a drunk driver or somebody driving under the influence, a texting driver, someone not paying attention to their driving, make sure you contact us. We'll sit down and put together for you your legal game plan. That's what it's called, the legal game plan. It helps you understand what you need to do, how you want to do it. You can decide if you want to hire us to do it for you. If you want to give it a try, we'll talk to you about what your rights are. Because these are important things that happen. You need to understand what's happening to you. Most of you, as a matter of fact, I'd be willing to bet 99% of you, are what we would call rookies to a car accident or to an injury. You don't know for sure what your rights are. You don't know what you can do and what you can't do. It's been shown time in and time out that when you get a lawyer, you end up with more money than if you don't have a lawyer. You end up with better compensation, better reimbursement for your damages. We get you compensated for your injuries, your damages, and your losses. We make sure you're going to get your money. We value your case for you. And evaluations can't happen on a drop of a dime. They don't happen immediately. We need to get a total picture of you and how the injuries affected you. We talk to you about your case. If there's been alcohol involved or some kind of egregious conduct, we talk to you about punitive damages, an additional layer of damages that you have an opportunity to recover. We talk to you about how that's going to affect what we call the non-economic damages, what we call general damages versus special damages. These are all topics that you need to talk to a lawyer about. Call us 303-795-5900. Or reach us at bellpollock.com or championsofthepeople.com to talk about your case so you know what's happening. If you know somebody's been hurt, send them over to us so we can take care of them. We can get them set up with a legal game plan. You get a lot of advertising nowadays on TV and on the radio about people who want your legal case. They want to talk to you about all these great things they've done and all these wonderful events and results. Lawyers go out and get results. That's what lawyers do. We've done it for 30 years. 30 years as a law firm of Bell and Pollock. 30 years of taking care of our clients. We get good recoveries for our clients. We get great recoveries for our clients. So give us a call. Rob, you've been with us how long?
You know, I worked at Bell and Pollock through law school, and I went to night school, and that was a four-year program. So we're going on close to 20 years.
So 20 years for Rob's been with us doing the same thing, getting great, great results for injuries, for people who've been injured. Rob works in the personal injury area. He works in workers' comp. He knows his stuff very well. He can most certainly put together a game plan for you. You call us, we'll take care of you. Right now, we're going to talk a little bit about car accidents and neck injuries. One of the things I want you to remember, neck injury, people hear the term whiplash. And when I just said whiplash to any of you, I bet many of you just think of that as being a minor injury. But it's not a minor injury. It can be a very significant injury. Yes, it can be minor. Yes, it can be a small neck pain, or it can be a very significant injury. And the problem is we so often just talk about whiplash and everybody thinks, oh, that's something that's going to go away. The problem you also get is when it shows up and what's going to happen. And Rob, you know, when we talk about whiplash, that's a common injury in a car accident.
It is very common, and often it isn't taken as seriously as it should be. We make a great point when you say there are often situations when the whiplash symptoms don't 100% resolve, and so someone is left with that stiffness and strain throughout their entire life. And basically what happens if you get hit from the rear, I'm just going to use a rear end collision as an example. You get hit from the rear and then your neck flexes back then forward quickly. And there's a really, really good chance you could pull or tear muscles or tendons in your neck. And the repair process for your muscles and tendons, it can take quite a long time and it can be extremely, extremely painful. even though there might not be much damage to the vehicle itself. And unfortunately, a lot of times insurance carriers will look to the damage of the vehicle, whether it's a slight, moderate, or extreme, and they somehow try to make the association that if there is no extreme damage to the vehicle, then the occupants could not have been injured.
And it becomes quite a problem because sometimes these injuries won't even show up for a week, maybe a month. Sometimes these injuries don't have any significant pain associated with them for a week up to a month. It's that long before you recognize, wait a minute, I've been hurt. And you start realizing this could be a problem that's going to last for a while, could last a long time, and it could require significant medical attention. And so, you know, you've got to pay attention to what's happening with your neck and what's going on. So let's go back to spinal anatomy for a minute and talk about what happens in the spinal anatomy so you can understand neck injuries. And Rob, when we talk about whiplash, mainly in neck injuries, you're talking about the cervical area.
That's correct. And there's 7 vertebrae in the cervical spine. And that's so where your neck begins, that's considered cervical C1 is what they call it. So C for cervical, and it's the first vertebrae all the way down to C7. And that's what you're dealing with when we're talking about neck or cervical injuries. And just to make a point right now, when we always stress to make sure that you're getting the appropriate attorney to handle your car crash case. That's what we specialize in. But also just as important is to get the appropriate doctor to handle your injury claim so they can identify what happened to you in the car crash and what your body's going through.
You need doctors that are aware of what we call traumatic injuries. And a traumatic injury, when we talk about a traumatic injury, we're talking about an injury that's resulted or the result of some kind of impact, some kind of force, some kind of change in structure as a result of the force that's occurred, not something that's a degenerative disc disease. And we'll hopefully be able to get into that a little bit when we start talking about that. But okay, so you've got the cervical vertebrae, and we've got 7 of them. And for all essential purposes, they're stacked on top of each other. Now, we can get into, and we might get into later on, what we call lordosis, and we start talking about the curvature of the spine and how we want the spine to be curved. And we all know we have curvature of our spine. It's not straight up and down. But when we start talking about the effects of these cervical bones that are stacked on top of each other, the vertebrae, we also talk about what's in between them that allows them to move. And Rob, why don't you explain that to people, what we're talking about?
In between each vertebrae they call it a disc. And a lot of times it's analogized as a jelly donut. So that's what allows our spine to be somewhat flexible, is between each vertebrae is this disc, which is like a jelly donut. So inside this jelly donut is the jelly, obviously. And then within the disc, it's a fluid. And when you hear someone say they slip the disc or they have a disc bulge or the disc is herniated, that basically means that the disc has eroded for some reason, either it was a traumatic injury or just over time, your discs tend to degenerate. And then and then out comes the jelly, and that, you know, that can be very painful, especially when you consider what composes the spine itself as muscles, ligaments, tendons, blood vessels, and nerves. And once you have a disruption of the spine, 9 times out of 10, it's going to be extremely painful.
Right. Now, it's going to be extremely painful. It's going to stop you from doing things. Obviously, you're going to find yourself unable to perform and carry out normal activities like you would have otherwise been able to carry out. And you're going to find that to be a very difficult situation in your life. Now, we're talking about neck injuries, but understand the neck is in the spinal cord is as different in different sections of your body as your arm is when you talk about the sections between your shoulder and your elbow and your elbow and your wrist. And when you start thinking about your arm, you say, well, I've got an arm, but I've got different compartments. Well, you have that in your back too. And the cervical area actually takes care of certain parts because nerves run from the spinal cord in the cervical area. And these nerves run out and they go into certain parts of your body in the cervical area, which are going to give you signs of potential problems you have. So you want to make sure you understand that if you're feeling pain up in your arms, in your shoulders, you're radiating down into your hands, radiating down into your fingers, you're more than likely looking at this problem that you're talking about, that of a disc problem or some kind of pinched nerve, because that's what's happened, is the impact of throwing your head back and forth. And we'll talk later about what happens if it gets thrown when you've got your head turned, but throwing your head back and forth has caused your spine to have these problems. And when you start feeling these pains, we call that radiating pain or radiculopathy. And we'll talk a little bit more about that after the break. You're listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. We're here every Sunday. We talk to you about personal injury matters. We talk to you about matters that you need to know about when you're with your body, when you're hurt, when you've been in an accident. We talk to you about what you need to do with regard to an accident, what you need to do to protect yourself. You should listen to our show. You can get us on bellpollock.com, and you can listen to a number of shows that we've got on our website, or championsofthepeople.com. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
Ready for an extraordinary lunch? As fast or as slow as you want it, with all fresh ingredients? Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting. Or, if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style. All made fresh, on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or 11 different kinds of burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash brown special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
Injured and confused? Confused about your injuries? Confused about the insurance company? Confused about which attorney to hire? So let's talk about attorneys. Let's get real clear on attorneys. I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. You get to choose your attorney. So how do you choose? Experience? Yes. Handles only injury cases? Yes. Someone the insurance company knows? Yes. And respects? Of course. Attorneys who have been very successful representing their clients? Yes. Attorneys who don't deal in a hodgepodge of everything? Only injury cases? Mandatory. Attorneys who know all the tricks of the insurance company? Absolutely. Welcome to the law firm of Bell & Pollock. We do injury cases. We're known as the champions of the people. For a reason, we champion people's causes and legal cases. Our website is championsofthepeople.com. For a reason. The reason is you. Come to championsofthepeople.com and see what that choice can do for you. Life has choices. Make your choice count. championsofthepeople.com. There really isn't any other choice.
Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Brad Pollock and Rob Brovich in studio. We're talking to you today about neck injuries from car accidents. Every single Sunday, we talk to you about something that might deal with the injuries that you sustain or the accident that occurs when you get hurt in an accident. Remember, if you've been hurt as a result of a negligence of another, you have the right to get compensated for your injuries. You have the right to be made whole. You have the right to address those issues. We've talked to you about the insurance you need, about how you get your coverage, what you want to look for coverage, where the insurance might be. Gary and I started at the beginning of the year, and we've been doing this show for at least 10 years. We talked to you about the fact that we were going back to the basics, and that's why we're back to the basics on a neck injury and what goes on with respect to a neck injury. Why you need to pay attention to the neck injury and can't just assume it's going to go away over time. Yes, a large majority of them do go away over time. And those cases get resolved and they don't end out in trial. Then some don't go away. And we've still, to this day, science hasn't shown us what it is that makes some people hurt and some people not hurt. Everybody, all of you, by the time you hit into your late 20s, early 30s, are going to show some signs of degenerative disc disease, some signs that the disc between the vertebrae that we talked about earlier today in the show are starting to wear away. They're starting to to show the signs of what happens with age. Now, those discs sometimes wear away and you never feel any pain. Other times they wear away and people have pain like crazy. Sometimes they wear away and you don't have any pain. And then an event happens. You get bammed. You get hit. You get hit. And we've been using in this show the example of a rear-end accident. You can get hit on a minor injury and on a minor impact or a major impact. But that hit all of a sudden starts affecting the injury you have. And a lot of times you have to be able to determine what the injury is. And Rob, when we talk about, let's talk about things like a neck sprain and what we're talking about there.
Okay, when we're talking about a neck sprain, we're talking about in most situations, this is a term that means different things to different healthcare providers, but for the most part, when we're talking about a neck strain, it says the same basic meaning as a whiplash injury. It's when your neck goes back far, when you get hit and your neck goes back far and then forward, and then you have muscles are stretched and torn as a result of the neck strain. And, you know, it could be pulled muscles, it could be strained ligaments, it could be nerves, it could be a disc injury. So a lot of doctors will initially diagnose what's called a neck strain, but as more time goes on, if you continue to have symptoms, then you'll get what's called an MRI, and that will provide radiographic evidence of any issues that you may be having with your spine, the soft tissue in the discs, whether or not you have a ruptured disc or a herniated disc or even a bulging disc that could be pressing on a nerve root, might not look like much on film, but if it's pressing on a nerve root in your spine or in your cervical spine, you're going to feel it. And unfortunately, a lot of times, the symptoms that you have as a result of a neck injury don't immediately occur as pain in your neck. You can have pain in your shoulder. You can have migraine headaches or regular headaches. You can have pain into your hands, into your arms or hands. Or you could just have reduced range of motion of your neck. So again, it's extremely, extremely important that you get set up with not only the right attorney, but with the right healthcare providers that can identify the source or the generator of the pain. Because you may have pain in your shoulders and you don't want a doctor providing treatment to your shoulders or your hands or your arms when the actual pain is being generated from your spine.
So you've got to pay attention to this. And when you're dealing with things, when we talk about a neck sprain, we're usually talking about the ligaments. These are bands of fibrous tissue that connect the bones together and help stabilize joints. And we all know it, but after we've been through a little bit of high school, we're talking about ligaments, and the ligaments get stretched or torn. Then we're talking about a neck sprain. And that neck sprain can be the result of, once again, as Rob was talking about, the severe action that your head might take in an accident of going forward and back. And we can talk about that here in a few minutes if we get a chance, about what happens to your body when you get hit. Neck strain, we talk about muscles. So the sprain is usually the ligaments. The neck strain goes to the muscles. And that's when the muscles in the neck, on a neck strain, where the muscles are pulled, and you have a pulled muscle. And normally you expect that to come back and be fine, so you're not going to have a problem. And that's what doctors start with. And doctors forever, we all know this, and it's as much as just safe medicine as it is governed by insurance, will use the most, what we call the most conservative form of treatment they can to begin with. And that's why Rob is saying they'll send you to therapy first. They'll tell you to go home and lay down. They'll give you some painkillers. But the problem you start getting is when, as Rob was talking about, you start getting this radiculopathy. You have a pinched nerve, and you start having the next strain or next sprain come back. The pain doesn't last forever, although sometimes a strain and sprain can. But when you're all of a sudden looking at this radiculopathy where you have pinched nerves, and now you're going to start feeling something. Now you're going to start feeling something as far as pain traveling down into your arm. It's going to travel through your shoulders. And Rob's exactly right, Rob, when you say, now, wait a minute, you know, you may have the pain somewhere else. You have to remember that when you're in an accident, you have certain endorphins that are released to protect you. You have certain adrenaline that will protect you, and these are pain masks.
That's 100% correct. So another insurance company tactic, they will look at the accident report that's completed by the police officer, and at the scene of the crash, the police officer will ask you, well, are you injured? Do you have any pain? And most likely due to the adrenaline and endorphins, a lot of times people say, no, I feel fine. And the officer will note that on the accident report. And it's the first thing the insurance company will bring to your attention is that, look, your client wasn't injured at the time of the crash. There's no way they could be injured 3-4 days later. But I tell you, a lot of times you don't feel it till 2-3, even weeks later, days, weeks later. And does it make our job a little bit more difficult? Yes, but should we be able to explain to the insurance company that this is common, that people will not feel the symptoms caused by the car crash? Yes, and that's part of our job is convincing insurance carriers and informing them of the medicine. From time to time, we'll go to seminars which are conducted by healthcare providers and doctors that specialize in car crash cases. And one piece of advice they gave to us is that if you're treating for several weeks and your doctor is doing nothing but identifying a strain or a sprain, you're probably with the wrong doctor. You need to be treated a little bit more aggressively than that. When we're talking about getting treatment for several weeks and they're really not doing much besides noting a strain or a sprain.
And you've got to be careful, because this is what insurance companies like to do. They like to look at you and say, well, okay, you had no neck pain. Now you have neck pain. Oh, it's just a strain or sprain. It'll go away. Then if it's not going away, they go, well, really, you had a pre-existing condition, and therefore, although you didn't feel pain, what's really causing your problem is that pre-existing condition. Our accident had nothing to do with it. And you're going, well, that's interesting, because timing shows that it had everything to do with it. But they go, no, it had nothing to do with it. Then they get their defense attorneys and their defense doctors, and they get their defense adjusters and their insurance adjusters. And the next thing they walk in, they go, well, you know, when you hurt your back 2 or 3 years earlier, bending over and picking something up, or when you hurt it when you were helping to push a car, well, that's really what's causing your pain now. And you go, well, that's interesting. Because the pain wasn't there for a long time. Yes, for a while I had to go to the doctor, but the pain wasn't there. And then you say, well, you know, your real problem is for the couple of days or month after the accident, you did something else to cause the pain. Because they will say everything else can cause this pain, can cause extended and pain and long-term pain, but our accident. And they can say, and then they go, our accident's very minor. Look at the cars. They're not hurt. Look at the amount of speed. You can't get hurt in this kind of accident. You can get hurt bending over and picking up something. You can get hurt stepping off a curb, but you can't get hurt in an accident.
That's a great point. And what you need to know and what you need to fight these insurance carriers on the issue of property damage. They're going to tell you, sorry, no property damage means no injury. Well, that's not a fact at all. In fact, there is no threshold for the speed or the size of the impact or the damage that must occur in order for you to have an injury. An injury can occur if a vehicle hits you at any speed. You may be sitting awkwardly, you may be positioned awkwardly, or it may be unknown to you, but your cervical spine may just be more susceptible to injury than most other people.
And so you've got to be cognizant of this, and this is where you have to quit listening to these people. You got to go get your lawyer. As a matter of fact, you should get your lawyer before that. Make sure you get your lawyer if you've been in an accident. There's nothing wrong. The lawyers in personal injury cases work on percentages. That means they're working for free unless they recover for you. That you should, when you're in an accident, go talk to a lawyer. If it ends out being that you don't need the lawyer, fine. But if you do need the lawyer, you've got the lawyer at your side. And that's important to have, because you're going to want that lawyer there if all of a sudden this neck pain comes up and continues and you have a problem with the neck pain for an extended period of time. God forbid, excuse my language there, but if all of a sudden you're looking at more than a radiculopathy and you're looking at a herniated disc, because Rob talked, herniated disc, now we're talking about having to fix that, and we're talking easy high five, maybe six figures. You're talking hundreds of thousands of dollars to deal with it as far as the injuries. You're listening to the Bell and Polk Legal Show. We come to you every Sunday morning to talk to you about a different personal injury topic. We're personal injury lawyers. We take care of people who have been hurt. You can contact us at 303-795-5. 5900, bellpollock.com, or championsofthepeople.com. We're going to take a short break, and then we'll be right back.
For an extraordinary lunch, as fast or as slow as you want it, with all fresh ingredients, Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting, or if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style, all made fresh on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or 11 different kinds of burgers. Burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash brown special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
Injured and confused? Confused about your injuries? Confused about the insurance company? Confused about which attorney to hire? So let's talk about attorneys. Let's get real clear on attorneys. I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. You get to choose your attorney. So how do you choose? Experience? Yes. Handles only injury cases? Yes. Someone the insurance company knows? Yes. And respects? Of course. Attorneys who have been very successful representing their clients? Yes. Attorneys who don't deal in a hodgepodge of everything? Only injury cases? Mandatory. Attorneys who know all the tricks of the insurance company? Absolutely. Welcome to the law firm of Bell & Pollock. We do injury cases. We're known as the champions of the people. For a reason, we champion people's causes and legal cases. Our website is championsofthepeople.com. For a reason. The reason is you. Come to championsofthepeople.com and see what that choice can do for you. Life has choices. Make your choice count. championsofthepeople.com. There really isn't any other choice.
Welcome back to the Bell & Pollock Legal Show. Brad Pollock and Rob Brovich in studio. We're talking about neck injuries. You're listening to the Bell & Pollock Legal Show that's brought to you every Sunday morning on this station to discuss with you what you need to do if you've been hurt in an accident. Please feel free to call us at 303-795-5900, bellpollock.com, or championsofthepeople.com. For at least the last 10 years, we've had an answering service. We have lawyers on call. You can call at any time, day or night. We'll take care of your case. We've had this process going for the last 10 years. If you call any time, a lawyer's going to be paged and lawyer's going to get back to you. So don't worry about what time or when you're calling. Just give us a call. Rob, let's close it off with a brief explanation. What kind of money are we talking about in these kind of cases?
Okay, there are so many different factors to look into when we're trying to resolve a case involving a neck injury. Many different components of a settlement, including all your damages and losses. For example, if we have a whiplash injury and there's a recovery after physical therapy, you're going to be on the lower end of the spectrum. But on the other end of the spectrum, you could have multiple surgeries, which can include an artificial disc replacement. It could include a fusion. It could include a microdiscectomy. And at that point in time, we're talking about potentially hundreds of thousands of dollars. When you take into consideration all the time you miss from work, your medical bills, the permanent injury, a lot of times these disc injuries or spine injuries aren't diagnosed quickly enough, and then you are left with permanent injury. The level of permanency is definitely taken into consideration when we're trying to determine the value of your case. So there's just so many different components involved in a neck injury, and there's all kinds of literature, all kinds of testing that's been done regarding neck injuries. It's just a real complicated science, and legally it's complicated as well.
And you need a lawyer to take care of it. And it's going to be something that you're going to live with the rest of your life. So you want to try to deal with it and make sense of it. You want lawyers who are going to explain things to you. We at Bell & Pollock have been doing radio shows on Saturday mornings, on Sunday mornings. Our commercials are always dedicated to trying to get you to listen to these shows and understand what your case is about. We try and give you a legal game plan. We're very dedicated to not only representing you and getting you the highest amount of money possible, and we're able to do that. We've been doing it for 35 years now as Bell and Pollock. We've got lawyers who experienced and know what they're doing, but we also want you to understand what's happening so you feel good about the process and you feel good about what's happening. Give us a call if you've been injured. If you know somebody's injured, have them a call. Give us a call or call us and ask about their case. We're happy to talk to you. The consultation is free. You can get books that we've written about these topics from us. You can get legal packets that we have you keep in your car so you know what to do in the event of an accident. Give us a call. Brad Pollock, Gary Bell, Rob Brovich, Bell and Pollock, 303-795-5900, bellpollock.com or championsofthepeople.com. We'll see you next Sunday.